Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. This is the 16th Shiur in the series, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. And now we'd like to go back to the Rambam that we saw on Halacha Yodalit in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam tells us that you are not allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos and Echad B'Shabbos, nor on Shabbos. We explain you get married on Shabbos, you can forget about Shabbos, because getting married makes you forget about anything else. You're not allowed, you have to remember Shabbos, as we spoke about in a recent shir. And even Mechol HaMoed Einos and Nashim, why? V'Sha'ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, and he brings from Malaysia Wazos, that you have to complete the week of celebration with this one, Lavan says, and then I will give you the other one, finish with Leah, and then next week you can have Rochel. That's in Halacha Yud Dalid. So in Halacha Yud Beis, there the Rambam tells us, there in Hilchos Ishus, that you have to be happy with the girl for 7 days before you marry a second woman. First, you have to be happy with one for 7 days. You have to be focused on one girl for 7 days. Now, from this, there's no makor for Malaysia Vuazos. Why is there no makor for Malaysia Vuazos? Because the problem with Malaysia Vuazos is that there's a bittel. In other words, we spoke about how if Yaakov would have married Rachel on the second day, after he found out that it was Leah, then that would have been a bittel gomel of the simcha of Leah. And Mimela was also. So that's talking about bittel gomel. That's what we learned from Malaysia Vuazos. That you're now to be mevatel the simcha of the first one by marrying the second one within the Sheva Brachas. So that's what we learn from Malei Shavu Azos. But here the Nidar on Halacha Yud Beis is Bedin Shel Sameach Ima, of being happy with you have to be happy with one girl and not with another girl. In other words, don't co-join the simchas of two girls at the same time. Don't be happy. Now, we're not talking about the actual getting married. We're talking about being happy with the girl for 7 days. So you're happy with the girl for 7 days. So if you're happy with the second girl for 7 days, that's not a fatal, the happiness of the first girl. What's the problem? We're talking here about just being sameach ima shivas yamim. So when you get married, when it's yoyim akamo, when it's getting married on the first day, so the first day is mevatel any other simcha. So if it's yoyim akamo for one and not yoyim akamo for the other, then you're going to be mevatel. Yoyim akamo for the first one is going to be, or the second one is going to be mevatel the yoyim akamo, is going to be mevatel the simcha of the other one, who's not yoyim akamo. We said if there's both yoyim akamo, it's fine. But if it's only the first day for one and not for the other, that's bittel gomer. But that's not what the Rambam is talking about in Halacha Yud Beis. In Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam is merely talking about where you have to be happy with one girl, you have two wives, potentially. And you have to be, when each wife, you have to give her 7 special days. So there's no makor from there, from Malei Shavu Azos, they have to give her 7 special days. Because Malei Shavu Azos just tells us, don't be mevatel the simcha of the first one by marrying a second one. That was what was happening when he marries Rachel. That's going to mevatel simchas leah. But in Halacha Yud Beis, we're just talking about where Sameach Ima, that's not a bittel gamur. You can be happy with both of them. It's a bitul chelki that you're happy with both of them. So what's the makor? So the makor will be either from the fact that we see on Yom Tov that the din simchas mechayiv simcha b'loy eruv, right? We know that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to mix in any other simchas. So we say misvara that b'sameach ima also don't mix in any other simchas. Or it's a svara and you don't even need a makor. Because since it's a chiyuv l'smayach ima, it's a chiyuv to her, like the Rama says, she can be moichel. So it's pashut misvara shu chiyuv la shel simcha shleima. V'lo simcha chelkis. So this is a chiv of complete simcha, and not partial simcha, because you have a chiv for this girl. And therefore the Rambam writes it b'stam, and Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam doesn't give us a makor b'chlal. Because you can understand from svara that if you're supposed to be happy with the girl, make it a complete happiness and not a partial happiness. Don't be happy with two girls at the same time. Chayn, behalacha yudalit, demayri haramam alisa isha b'moyed. There the Rambam is talking about marrying. Again, Ishus 10:14, where the Rambam says, you're not allowed to marry a woman on the moyed. And the Rambam already writes this din in Hilchos Yom Tov that we read out in the first shir, in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Perek Zayin, halacha tes Zayin, that you're not allowed to marry a woman on the moyed. In other words, when you get married to a woman on the yomtiv, that's going to create a bitul gomor of simchas yomtiv because of the simchas chad yoima. There's not only a mingling, intermingling of the simchas, but there's going to be a bitul. If you get married on the moyed, it's going to be mevatel simchas hamoyed. As we see in the Rambam in Hilchos Yomtiv. The Rambam says that you can't get married on the Yomtiv. Otherwise, you're going to forget the Simchas Achag because of the Simchas Nisuin. And therefore, you can't get married on Yomtiv. So that's going to be, that's not just Eruv HaSimcha, that's Shichcha, Shichcha Gemura. And the fact that the Rambam writes a Lashon of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it's like we saw according to that Mandarim in Yerushalmi, we discussed in a previous year, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha even means Mid Bitul Gomer. Ein Ma'arvin doesn't only mean mixture, that there's two intermingling Simchas, it could also mean one Simcha is Mevatel the other Simcha. The Rambam says, don't get married in these days because of Tirdas HaChosn. Tirdas HaChosn on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Rishon LeShabbos, don't get married, there's going to be a Tirda, he's going to end up causing Chil Shabbos HaShom, and also you're not going to get married on Shabbos because of the Tirda, you're going to forget Shabbos like we spoke about in the previous year. Neither on Erev Shabbos, nor on Sunday, on Echad B'Shabbos. I don't like saying Sunday, that's a memory of the sun god, we don't believe in sun gods, we believe in suns. Not the gods. So, not an Erev Shabbos, not an Echad B'Shabbos, since there's a Shichas HaChosen. Mitildo, that's going to bring a Gzeira on Erev Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, and then the Rambam continues, and he says, and again, this is in Ishus 10:14, Ve'ein Tzoch Loim HaTzoch B'Shabbos. Of course, it's going to be Asar on Shabbos, you're going to forget Shabbos, you're going to be Tohud, and you're going to potentially forget Shabbos Chas Shoms. Don't get married on Shabbos either. So here we're talking about Shicha Gemura. You're going to completely forget Shabbos, you get married on Yontif. Not only Gzeiro, that's why it's Ein Tzorach Loim. Getting married on Yom Shishi and Yom Rishon is Gzeiro, unless you come to Chil Shabbos. But getting married on Shabbos, that's Midino, it's a chiv to remember Shabbos. You're going to be so focused on the girl, you're going to forget it's Shabbos. Geder shel isurim ma'arvin simcho b'simcho. שישנו לגבי ליסי אישה במועד, שהידי השכחה המוחלטת שישנה הידי הניסוין במועד, אוסור מצד ביטל השמחה דיומטיף. And that's the same gather of the Isser of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha that we have regarding marrying a woman on the Moed. Because he's going to forget the Moed. שהידי השכחה המוחלטת שישנה הידי ניסוין במועד, עושה מצד ביטל השמחה דיומטיף, he's going to be מבט לשמחה סיומטיף, because it's going to be so orangutan and simchas nisuin. So it's also on Shabbos, because you're not remembering Shabbos. And it's also on the moed, because of simcha, the simcha of the nisuin is going to be mevatel simchas hamoed. And therefore it's shayach, we ask, what's the lashon of Ein Tzorach Loim, מה הקשר? עכשיו אנחנו מבינים היטב את הקשר. זאת אומרת, אסור להתחתן גם בערב שבת, גם באחד בשבת, יש גזיר, השם יובל לכל שבת, למה כי הוא מוטרד? חוסן נרווס about his מוטרד בסעוד עשוי. ואין צריך לומר שאוסר ליסו בשבס, למה אין צורך לומר? זה פשוט. למה? כי כאן זה מדינו. כי הוא ישכח את השבס. הוא יהיה כל כך עסוק, כל כך שקוע. בשמחת הנישואין, אז הוא ישכח את השבת. הוא ממשיך הרמב״ם. ואפילו בכל המועד אינו עושים נושים כמו שביארנו. ואפילו בכל המועד. למה מצד אחר? מתא אותו רעיון, כן? שהשמחה של הנישואין תשכח, is going to make him forget the simcha of the moed. It's all מצד תירדה ושכחה. And it's all because of simchas chad yoima. In other words, the simcha, the first day, is so great that it's going to make him forget Shabbos, it's going to make him forget simchas yomtiv. And the Rambam brings the makor in Hilchos. And Hilchos Ishus, this is all from Hilchos Ishus, of Malei Shavua Zos. This is Taka from Malei Shavua Zos, because Malei Shavua Zos means, you know why you can't marry Rachel? Because you're going to forget about Leah. And for the same reason, you can't get married on Shabbos, the Rambam says, you can't get married on the Moed, because that's the Makor. because the because you're going to forget the Simchas Hamoed, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos. Advarim meirim umesamchim baruch Hashem. Gevaldik. V'nimtza lefize. Shema shemevi Rambam et hamakor me'aposuk malei shavu azos. שכנאו מיניהם עבור עניין זה של שיר חבו משמחת אחד יועים, כפי שהסברנו, כן, בעריכות, בשיעור הקודם, שהסברנו שכשאדם מתחתן ביום ראשון, השמחה היא כל כך גדולה, שהשמחה משכיחה ממנו את הדברים האחרים. הוא אומר לי, ישכח את השבת, ישכח את שמחה סיומטיב. אבל לא הביא את זה הרמב״ם מקומקור לגבי עיקר הדין שעלינו עושים לשם במועד, שאת זה כבר כתב הרמב״ם בלוח הסיומטיב. הרמב״ם כבר כתב לנו בהלכות סיומטיב that you're not allowed to get married on you're not allowed to get married on the moed. ואין מערבין שמחה בשמחה. Because for הלכות סיומטיב, you want to know why you're not allowed to get married on יונטיב, look in the Gemara. ושמחת בחכך ולא באשתך. But here the Rambam is being mechadish to us the yisod that the simchas chad yoima, the simcha of the first day, makes you forget. And Memela, the Rambam writes here in Halacha Yud Beis in Hilchos Ishus that you have to be married with, be happy with the girl for 7 days. And then in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam goes on, Aval Lesimchot, you're allowed to marry numerous girls on the same day, but Lesimchot Tzorch Lesmochim Kol Achas V'Achas Simcha Ruila. But each one gets their 7 days. And then the Rambam goes on and tells us in the next Halacha that you're not allowed to get married because of the great Simcha of Chad Yoima, that it makes you forget if it's only Chad Yomer for one and not for the other. So it's going to make you forget the other girl and the girl who it's not first day for. And also, the Simchas Nisun is so great. So, Mimela, you're going to have a Tirda. Now, it's Halacha Yudalit is telling us all about the Tirda you're going to have. You're going to have the Tirda of being married on Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and you might come to Chilul Shabbos. Ein tzorach liom lom osur shel osur lisa b'Shabbos. Nochama, ein tzorach lom osur lisa b'Shabbos because you're going to forget about Shabbos. And even b'chol amoyde nosin noshim, kamo shebiarnu, lefi she'ein marvin simcha b'simcha. So you're not even allowed to marry women on chol amoyde, as the Rambam explained. The Rambam explained in Hochas chol amoyde because ein marvin simcha b'simcha. And here the Rambam brings from a Malei Shavua Zos, because this Malei Shavua Zos is matim for the whole halacha, not only for the afila b'chol shemoyed einoisim nashim. For chomad eshlas einachinami ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And again, eruv simcha b'simcha can even be mevatel. That's from Malei Shavua Zos, that the simcha of marriage is mevatel. The simcha of yoyim akam is mevatel other simchas. Therefore, don't get married to Rachel on the second day of Leah, because you can forget about Leah. But in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam doesn't quote a source. You want a source, go to the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't always have to quote a source. He usually doesn't quote his sources. With that, you can go to the Gemara. But here the Rambam is telling us a source that you don't have. Here you have a svara. Here you have to know Hisnagus B'nai Adam. So here the Rambam gives us some svara. We have Malei Shavua Zos tells us this yisod. What's the yisod? That the simchas Yom Kama is mevatel other. You're going to be so involved in that. You might, A, come to Chil Shabbos and not get married on Erev Shabbos or on Motzei Shabbos, Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Also, don't get married. V'ein tzorach lomar alachas kam v'kam midino, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Because again, from Malei Shavua Zos, because Malei Shavua Zos tells you that you're going to be tarred. You're going to be tarred with Rachel, so you can't marry Leah. Then you're going to be tarred with Rachel, and then you're going to forget about Leah. So you're not allowed to get married to Rachel on the second day. Because the Malei Shavua Zos says you're going to forget. Again, there's a mokra of the Yerushalmi. The reason the Rambam chooses this mokra is because it tells you this svara of Isnagas Bnei Adam that you're so happy with the Yoyim HaKami, you're going to forget other things. So here the Rambam brings the mokra of Malei Shavua Zos also. Why ain't noisin mashim? Why are you not allowed to get married to Nashim on Chol HaMoed? Same idea. Because you're going to be so happy with the Isha, so you're going to forget about Simchas HaMoed. So you're going to forget about Simchas HaMoed. You're going to forget that it's Shabbos. You have a mitzvah zochas erem Shabbos lekatshei. And you're going to forget that it's on Shabbos. You're going to be so busy with the tirdus of the suda. You might come to Chil Shabbos. So Memela, because of this, the Rambam brings the pasuk of Malei Shavua Zos to tell you this yisod that the Simchas Yom Kam is so strong that it's going to make you forget either Simchas Yom Tov Shabbos or make you come to Chil Shabbos. That's the Rambam is talking about over here. And again, in Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, the Rambam doesn't bring a makor that you have to be happy with each one for 7 days. The Rambam just says, stop. You have to be happy with the first one for 7 days, and you give each one their 7 days. You're allowed to marry numerous women on the same day, but give each one their 7 days. Why? We understand it on our own. Misvara, that each girl gets her own 7 days. Or maybe you can get it from Yantif. That just like on Yantif, you're not allowed to get married. So because Yantif deserves, you have to focus on Simchas Yantif. So too, don't focus on two girls at the same time. But there the Ram doesn't bring a makor. And halacha yedalid in Chasidus, the Ram brings a makor. Because there the Ram is telling us yisod, the chiddush of the Rambam. That Yom HaKama makes you forget. And Memela, that's going to explain to us why you're not allowed to get married. Every Shabbos, Yom Rishon, the Shabbos, and even Yantif. And Hilchos Yom, the Ram doesn't bring us a makor. You want a makor, go to the Gemara. You're not allowed to get married in the moment. So, Hadvorim Meirim U'Misamchim Baruch Hashem. And again, what is the makor in the Gemara? We have what's talking the makor in the Gemara? We have the Samach B'Chagech of Lo B'Ishtecha. Or by Shlomo HaMelech, right? So that's even partially, right? Even things that are going to partially shtir your Yom Tov Simcha. So that's all agabe getting married on the Moed. But here the Rambam is talking about the Simchas Yom HaKama. How the Simchas Yom HaKama makes you forget, and that we learn from Malei Shavua Zos, and that is a source for all the not all but the various different halachas the Rambam brings in this context in Halacha Yedalad. From Malei Shavua Zos, that you're not allowed to get married Erev Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yom Tov because of Shichah. And again, we saw the Shichah in the previous year that he's going to get married to Rochel on Yom Sheni, and Memela is going to forget Leah. So you see that Simchas Yom kind of makes you forget, and Memela it's going to be Usser Mitzad that Alts Takana to get married on Erev Shabbos and Yom Rishon the Shabbos, and Midina on Shabbos going to forget Shabbos, then you have to remember Shabbos. And even in Chol HaMoed, we have a source for that as well. We explain that elsewhere in Hochas Yom Tov, Ein Ma'ar Ben Simcha B'Simcha. So we didn't bring a makor, we have various makoros. But here we're going to bring the makor from Malei Shavua Zos to tell you that when you get married, it makes you forget. And therefore you're going to forget about the Yom Tov and you're going to forget about the Shabbos, etc. So what can I tell you, Rabbi Yisai? When you hear Torah like this, Medav Tansen Oifen Dach, צריך ללכוד על הגגות, רבותיי. זה פשוט, אין מילים, אין מילים, רבותיי. אז ברוך השם, שזכינו לזה, שהגענו לזה, שהחיינו וקימנו והגענו לזמן הזה. ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך, אני מקווה מאוד, יש המשך לדברים. אז אנא יישארו עמנו, ונראה עוד נפלאות. תודה רבה, 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 שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום. בלי נדר נמשיך. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה ערבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה ערבה אליי, ואני מקווה גם שנזכה שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישפיע על כולנו שפע ברכה, הן בגשמיס והן ברוכניס, והן בבריאות, בריאות הנפש, בריאות הגוף, ושיהיה גם מספיק קמח, אם אין קמח אין תורך לכולנו, שנזכה להמשיך בזה. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום.